And bad habits is probably what we're addressing next with Simone Austin, who's joined us from the Dietitians Association of Australia. Because as a country, we really are getting larger, and there does seem to be a bit of a problem in people's minds about doing the things we know we should be doing, diets. Wouldn't you say, Simone?
Yes, I think we definitely need to have a look at what we're nourishing ourselves with.
Yes, because you think this is, what, too much high-fatty food?
I think that often we don't even think about what we're eating. We purchase because it's in front of us, it's been advertising, it's an easy choice, and often nutrition just isn't one of the highest priorities when people are making food choices.
That's true. So what are we going to do about it?
Yeah, it'd be great. I think for companies, obviously, selling food have to be viable. So as consumers, we need to give them a reason to make the nourishing food available to us. So if we buy it, they're more likely to give us some more of it. So thinking about when you buy your lunch that you want to buy a nice whole grain salad sandwich with some lean meat or turkey or chicken in it. You want to buy the fruit salad or the fresh fruit, the yogurt, the wraps, sushi rolls, Vietnamese rice paper rolls, just thinking about what we're doing before we do it.
Yes, salads and things often have the image in people's minds of being rabbit food. Is that fair?
No, well, they do, but let's be a bit more inventive. A salad doesn't just have to be a lettuce leaf. A salad can have, like, your new greens and grains in it. So we can have Freeka is a new grain that people could put in. You could put brown rice. You can put quinoa. You could put legumes and lentils and beans in it. Tomatoes, red cabbage, snow peas. Then throw in some chicken or tuna or prawns. Don't just think of your lettuce. Make it a bit more inventive.
So what you're saying is we do need some ideas on how to make things more inventive.
Yes, I think often we know, but we maybe don't put the effort into ensuring they're in our fridge or in the supermarket trolley. So probably start at the fruit and vegetable section first and fill up on some of those vegetables, or even old-fashioned meat and three veg is okay to have. We don't have to spend hours. I think too many of us watch those TV cooking shows and think that it has to be complicated, and it doesn't have to be complicated.
So plain food, in inverted commas, is not always just boring food.
That's right. And if you wanted to make it a bit more tasty because you'd like to add a bit of chilli, or you could add some fresh herbs, basil, just my mum cooked for me last night a dish that she used to cook when I was young, which was some lean meat rissoles and some old-fashioned onion gravy with mashed potato and cabbage. It didn't look great, but it was beautiful.
I like that. It's not all about the looks.
No, exactly. It's not about the time you have to spend or the looks. It's about getting that balance of some protein, lots of veggies and a bit of carbohydrate.
And the taste is important. And you're talking about herbs and spices, I suppose.
Yes, but some people like it spicy and other people are quite happy with some steamed vegetables and a piece of fish on the side. Others might like to put in your lemongrass and chilli and Thai basil, but it depends what you like to eat. So healthy food can be very tasty, or for those people who like it a bit blander, that's also okay. Go for what your taste buds. Also try new foods. Try new tastes. A new food might take 10 times before you like it, because the smell's different. The texture could be different.
So we have to be disciplined.
You've got to get used to that. Yes. You've got to get used to it and then you'll like the taste.
What are some nice new foods around that you might think about recommending at the moment?
Sure. Sometimes I get put off with, you know, your latest kale or thing because the price goes up. But I think things like all those different types of tomatoes out there now, you know, the cherry ones,
yes,
can be red, yellow, black ones, and they're beautiful and sweet.
Yes.
I think also it's probably been around for a while, but coming back in is the red cabbage.
Yes.
And roasting whole beetroots, roast a whole lot and then put them in your salad, but also have them with your traditional roast that you might have. But the grains, as I mentioned, the freaker, barley, been around for ages, but it's got a new revival. Put that with your lamb shanks or make it into a salad. Raw broccoli in a salad. Cauliflower, You know, all of those sorts of things that you might usually eat hot can also be cold in a salad. So pomegranates on top, putting your snow peas in your salad, lots of different types of mushrooms. There's heaps out there.
Is there anything on the Dietitians Association website, for example, that we could refer to?
Yes. Very good idea, Jane. There are. There's lots of recipes on there if you want to have a look for some easy-to-cook recipes. The Australian Nutrition Foundation have a lot. The Sports Dietitians Association of Australia, Sports Dietitians Australia, I should say, they, if you're a bit more active, they have a lot of recipes as well. So there's plenty out there.
Fantastic. So we just have to be inventive in our looking around too. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
And that's Simone Austin from the Dietitians Association of Australia with some great thoughts for food.